Stoner got back to Villa Madera around 9 p.m., knowing that this was around the time Alma usually departed the drawing room to go to bed. He went to the backyard, saw Dinah, and spied through the French windows to check if only Francis was there. He saw Alma kiss Francis, which probably fueled his jealousy. As usual, Francis was in his favorite fireside armchair, his back to the windows. As usual, he had been drinking. There was a partly empty glass of whiskey on one arm of the chair. Stay of execution was on a nearby table. George knew the windows were never locked. After he could tell that Francis had fallen asleep, he tiptoed into the room. He put on his leather chauffeur gloves so his fingerprints wouldn't be on the mallet, took it out from his suit jacket, and smashed it down on the back of Francis's head three times. One, two, three. No pause in between. The enormous impact blew out Francis's false teeth, which landed on the carpet. Blood gushed from his head, soaking his clothes, the chair, and the carpet. George dropped the bloody mallet beside the settee in plain sight. Normally, rule number one for assailants is to take their weapons with them.